Your sexuality, your spirituality, and your intimacy journey are three of the most powerful ingredients of your life, but we're not taught how to integrate them or how to deepen into each one in a healthy way. In this episode, I'm going to provide you with a map that teaches you how to integrate your sexuality, spirituality, and your intimacy journey together. So stay tuned to this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, your host in this podcast, and the creator of the Deeper Dating Intensive. And I'm so glad to be with you today to talk about something so important, which is how to integrate your sexuality, your spirituality, and your intimacy journey together. And I'm going to be providing you with a map and a set of questions that will really give you guidelines for deepening and integrating every one of those aspects of your being, your sexuality, your spirituality, and your intimacy journey. So I'm very excited about this. I just actually taught a whole workshop on this for gay men in recovery this last weekend, and it was so beautiful. So I'm very excited to share these ideas with you. But first, let me just tell you that in this episode and every episode, my commitment is to share with you the greatest skills and tools and insights that I know to help you find love, beautiful, healthy love, and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process, because the skills of intimacy are the skills of love, and the skills of love are the greatest skills of all for a rich and meaningful life. And if you're interested in this deeper dating path to deeper love, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. There's almost 200 episodes there, transcripts of every single one, tons of wonderful information. And if you join my mailing list, you will get a beautiful ebook that describes some of the key points of this entire journey, and you'll get lots of other resources as well. So I do hope you can go to deeperdatingpodcast.com and join my mailing list and be part of this community of learning and growth. Okay, so let me jump in. And I just want to say, kind of like this trifecta of spirituality, sexuality, and intimacy is like the grand trifecta. Yes, there's work, there's mission, there are other pieces too, but these are so essential and so important, and they drive and feed all the other aspects of our life when they're in sync, when they're nourishing, when they're fulfilling, when we have that fabulous, fabulous, fabulous experience of, I am growing. I'm growing in my intimacy life. I feel it. I'm growing in my spirituality, and I'm growing in my ability to be a loving, passionate, sexual human being. I just think that those are like the lasting joys. Those are the serious joys, the joys that come from our knowing that we're growing. And that's what we're going to do in this episode, is chart a really simple and well-traveled map to deepen and integrate all those parts of yourselves. I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a 6-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page, you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. So for all of them, all of those three arenas, they're all about the same thing. They're all about connection. Of course, intimacy is about connection. Of course, sexuality is about connection. And we're talking about this dual rich experience of connection to self, connection to others. And spirituality is, of course, about connection. It's about connection to the, as Paul Tillich said, the ground of our being, the best parts of ourselves, goodness, wisdom, meaning, insight, expansion, creativity, all the good stuff, all the really, really, really good stuff and the goodness stuff. So they're all about connection and they're all about heart. So in a moment, I'm going to give you an interactive map that you can use to map your journey to deeper growth in each of these areas and integration in each of these areas. And I love this map and it's really simple. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you will get to see that map. For those of you who are looking at the transcript, you'll get to see that map. And for those of you that are like listening while you're walking or running or driving, I can explain this map to you. It is so simple that you're not going to have to worry about it. All of those things are possibilities. But let me just speak a little bit about each one of these dimensions. So spirituality is so infinitely laden with crusty shoulds and shouldn'ts and theology that holds us back. There's just so much of that laced into the beauty and the living fibers of every religion. It's just such a mixed bag how certain aspects of most religions become hardened like that. And we learn lessons that are not necessarily good because they're culture-bound lessons and they're not truly spiritual, like that homosexuality is evil or religions that believe that women don't have the same power, the same rights, the same place as men. So many different things we all know. And the sexual-spiritual split that exists in so many religions. So this journey to create a sense of connection to the sacred that doesn't cripple you, that doesn't hold you back, that lets you expand, that is user-friendly, that speaks to the very heart of your being, that feels like home, that inspires you and calls you and asks you to do that scary, scary, scary thing of expanding and growing and becoming a better person and looking at your character defects and all these different aspects of growth that takes so much bravery, but not laden with shoulds and guilt. Instead, more like a living spring of a kind of call to expansion, a call to goodness, a call to the deepest, most beautiful parts of our heart. That's the kind of spirituality we want. And we can find that in the religion that we believe in, but it takes a little bit of work to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff. And that's everybody's task, is to come up with an understanding and a language of spirituality that is personal to them. This does not need to be theistic. It does not need to have some kind of like central personalized figure. It can be anything or everything that speaks to and calls to the deepest and best parts of your being. So I just really want to make that clear. But the beauty of spirituality is that it is a living call inside us to expansion, to beauty, to grace, to growth, to truth. And that living call to me is the very essence of what spirituality is. And following that call and learning from that call and living that call and growing around that call is kind of really spirituality in action. So my main point here is just to say that however you view spirituality is what I'm supporting you in, whatever it means to you, whatever calls you to something bigger and greater and more good and more truthful is sacred. So that's what I'm referring to when I talk about integrating that part of you into your journey. And then intimacy. Intimacy is, of course, like, I think the greatest suffering is loneliness. I think it's just simply probably the greatest suffering that there can be. And closeness and intimacy that also allows freedom, developing those skills where we can have authenticity plus closeness and having that richness in our life is, well, it's what we need. It hurts so much when we don't have it. It feels so beautiful when we do. And really kind of my life's work in my own life and in all of the teaching that I do is helping to map that journey. And I'm going to give you a map of that journey in a few minutes. But the truth is that we are not taught the skills of intimacy. We're not taught how to hold intimacy and authenticity. We're not taught how to hold intimacy and sexuality. There's so much that we're not taught. We're not taught how to have conflict in a way that supports growth. We're taught math, we're taught science, we're taught all these different things, but it's so kind of secondary and tertiary, the lessons of intimacy, the lessons of EQ, which are like really the lessons of happiness. And sexuality is kind of the three of these, it's kind of the biggest problem child. Because one thing about sexuality is that it is a force, it is a drive, and to some degree, well, our sexuality in some ways is an X-ray of our entire character structure, like who we are and how we behave sexually says so much about how we're structured and how we're built. But we're taught such horrible information. And all of us are survivors of sexual trauma because we live in a traumatizing culture. And what happens in the presence of trauma is we freeze. We lose intuition. We lose resilience. We become rigid. We become frightened. And we become like patterned and positioned in certain ways that we use to protect ourselves, which doesn't really help us in our sexual journey. So there are in each of these arenas, it's an act of bravery to say, I am going to grow in each of these areas. And thank God in the world at this time, there are so many resources for healing all of those different parts of ourselves. And the last piece that I want to say about this is, our nervous system usually knows what feels right in sex, what feels right in spirituality, and what feels right in intimacy. Now, of course, when we get into kind of patterned or compulsive behaviors, those aren't right, but they feel right. They're like a scratch the itch right. But it's a different feeling when our nervous system registers safety, expansion, space, self-love, and room for others. That's an experience that our nervous system registers and knows. And we're not taught or trained in each of these arenas to listen to the cues of our nervous system. And as we do listen to the cues of our nervous system more and more, we dive more deeply into the essence of who we are. So I'm going to show you this map in a minute and explain it to you in a minute. But first, I just want to say that at one point, I had a client who said something so beautiful and so wise to me. He was really deeply on a growth journey. And he came in one day and he said, Ken, I've realized that no matter what's going on for me, no matter what crossroads I'm at, no matter what challenge I'm experiencing, the first step is always the same. It's gratitude for how far I've come, for what I have already, and for what I've done already. So I want to ask each one of you, as we dive into these complex arenas where all of us have so much growth to do, to acknowledge the work and the care that you have put in to your spiritual growth, to your sexual healing, and to your intimacy journey, because you would not be here and not be listening if these things weren't deeply, deeply important to you. And because of that, I feel so privileged to get to share these ideas with you. Okay, I feel like I went on for a while about all these different things, and now I'm going to jump in and show you the map. Okay, and while I do that, I'm going to explain it to everybody who is not looking at the map at the time. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so folks, here's the map. It is simply a target with three circles. The inside circle, the bullseye circle, so just picture this, it's not tiny like a bullseye. It's like sort of big. Let's say it takes up one third of the space, is your gift zone. That is the zone that you want to move toward. That is where you are in contact with your authenticity, with the beating heart of your humanity, and where you hold yourself and your truth with care and respect. That is the birthplace and the source of the sacred when we can do that. And that's where we want to be living in our sexual expression, in our spirituality, and in our intimacy journey. And I'm going to talk about each one of these around sex, intimacy, and spirituality. But first, I'm just going to tell you what they are. So that's the first one. And in the center of that is the source of self. Because if you can somehow get to the center of the center of the center of your being, that is the portal to true spirituality, I believe. That is the original spring of self. Somehow, every being that was created has an eye in the center of its universe. And that eye in the center of the center of that eye is kind of where we are all connected. It's the collective eye. It's the collective unconscious. It's a sacred space. So that's the inner circle. Then the next circle, the middle circle, I call the zone of protection. That is where you're numbing yourself out, where you're defending, where you're protecting yourself. And like when it's close to the gift zone, it's just a little bit of numbing. But as you get further out, the protection becomes more rigid. It becomes more defensive, more prickly, more like a wall than a door. And it continues to get more and more that way as you separate from the warmth of your authentic self and burrow into defensive behaviors and protection and isolation to protect yourself from hurt. And then when you keep doing that, you kind of hit a danger zone, which is that outer ring, which I call the zone of disconnection. That's where addiction is. That's where loneliness that hurts so badly that it's unbearable is. It's a hard, hard place because we are disconnected from self and others, which is the greatest kind of suffering. We all know that place. We've all been there. So the journey is, obviously we can't go zip, I'm going to be in my gift zone, I'm going to be in my source of self, that's like where I'm going to live, because the further in you get to the center, the more you feel. The more you feel joy, pain, expansion, trauma, the more you feel your humanity. But what makes this the gift zone is that in this space, you're holding whatever it is with compassion, which is like kind of human greatness and not so easy to do. But that's the journey. The journey is to hold our authentic self with space and compassion, and the degree to which we can do that. And God knows we can't do that all the time. And all of us live in the zone of protection. And all of us also sometimes live in the zone of disconnection, or maybe a lot of time. And we like zip around. And one client in my intensive said something wonderful. She said, my safe space, a very amazing woman. She said, my safe space is 1 foot in the gift zone, 1 foot in the zone of protection. And I think that's pretty wonderful because, baby, if you've got 1 foot in the gift zone, you're luminous on some level. Even if you're hurting, even if you're sad, you are lit from within by the beauty of your own humanity. So let's talk about each one of these zones when it comes to each of these three arenas. And we're going to start with the zone of disconnection. So the zone of disconnection in intimacy is when you're in that terrible place of loneliness, when you like have made an existential decision not to trust, but to be isolated. Or you have like defensive patterns that don't let love in. Or if you have serious psychiatric conditions that are unstabilized, or if you have a serious amount of trauma, or if you have any active addiction, you're going to be in that zone of disconnection, which is a hard place to be. And what it means is that in some very profound ways, you're going to push away the very love that you need to survive and heal. It's a conundrum, because in that space, the thing you need most is the scariest thing of all. What's the solution? The solution is to get help. If this is an addiction, it's to join a 12-step program. It's to get sober. You don't have to join a 12-step program, but in my experience, 12-step programs are just one of the most magnificent and free sources of healing that exist on the planet today. If it's a psychiatric condition, please, please, please get help to get that stabilized. If you've just built in isolation, I would encourage you to follow some kind of supportive process to help you reacquaint with humanity, with healthy humanity. And I will say that the work that I teach is a map in how to do that. And you can learn more about that in so many ways, from listening to the podcast, to reading the book, to taking my online course. And for those people who want to go really deeply, there's a 6-month intensive, which if you're on my mailing list, you will hear about. And we are now filling our 22nd cohort of that. And it's just a magnificent experience. So if that interests you, you can learn more by joining my mailing list and you'll get to hear all about that. Or you can go to deeperdatingintensive.com to find out more. So that zone of disconnection in sex is sex that is harming to yourself or others. It's addictive sex. It's compulsive sex. It's sex that doesn't bring you closer, but has a kind of compulsive quality. And some people are asexual in a way that's really right for them. But for those people who are sexual beings, but really have frozen up around that, that's another kind of disconnection. And spirituality, the zone of disconnection is, I guess it's kind of a sense that there's no help. There's no help out there. There's no deeper self to support you. There's no wisdom that you can lean on. You're kind of all alone in this world. The zone of protection probably should be like designed as the biggest zone, because we all spend a lot of time there. So that zone, when it comes to intimacy, is living on your phone. It's pushing closeness away. It's when you feel like you want to push closeness away with your old patterns, because we all have these patterns of protection, be it anger or numbing or not sharing our feelings or turning things into fights, or as the Gottmans say, not knowing how to fight right. And fighting in ways that cause more conflict. That zone of protection is a space that we all fall into. And in intimacy, it keeps us locked. In an intimate relationship, the degree to which we're living in the zone of protection is the degree to which the quality of that relationship is going to deteriorate over time in almost all cases. And let me just say, for each of you, think about this. Like, what's your zone of disconnection with sex? What's your zone of disconnection with spirituality? What's your zone of disconnection with intimacy? And now here in this zone of protection, what's your zone of protection? What are the things that you do to push away that deeper, richer intimacy? These are hard questions, but they're glorious questions, because when you rest in the truth of how you're doing that, you organically are going to start to want to change. How do you live in the zone of protection in sex? Perhaps you don't integrate love into sex. You do pattern sex. Maybe you don't look at your partner. Maybe you don't move into those deeper states of dependency. Maybe there's a million things that you don't say that you could say that would help your partner understand what would move you more, what would touch you more. And there are three great questions in this arena of sexuality to help you move from the zone of disconnection and protection to the gift zone. Those three questions are: what makes you feel safe in sex? What opens your heart in sex and makes you feel moved? And what turns you on sexually? And when you can have all of those flowing together, well, that's a really, really happy, glorious, wonderful place. And those three questions can help you get there. The zone of protection around spirituality is like being too busy to let yourself sink into, steep into the sacred, whatever the sacred is for you. Busyness is a huge protection around that. Not doing processes that help connect you with your deepest, richest, most beautiful self. Not having a daily practice, which I recommend so highly for everybody. So important, I think, like at the center of my days is my spiritual practice. The center of my days. So, yeah. In intimacy, in sexuality, in spirituality, what are your zone of protection behaviors? Once you know them, you can begin to shift them. And now, finally, let's go to the gift zone. Okay, so let's think about this. Like, when in your life have you felt really spiritually connected, like touching the sacred, touching something so beautiful and so good and so right and so vast, or anything like that? Maybe not something so grand, but something simpler, maybe something simpler, but filled with goodness. Take a moment to think about when you have been in your gift zone with your spirituality and what that's like. When you have been in your gift zone in intimacy, how that feels. And I would ask you to remember relationships that didn't end in betrayal. Maybe the relationships aren't going on anymore, but it's kind of too hard to think of the gift zone when you think of a relationship where you ultimately felt really betrayed by the person. So I want you to think about times that you were in an intimacy space. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be with a pet. It could be with a grandparent, that you felt you were in the gift zone with intimacy. And maybe you've been in the gift zone with sexuality, where there's that fabulous mixture of sexual excitement, goodness, safety, heart opening, and turn on all at once, that magical, magical space. In that gift zone, we can live with all of those parts of ourselves. So this map, you could just think right now, you could just say, okay, outer line, outer circles, the zone of disconnection, middle circle, zone of protection, inner circle, gift zone. If you took a push pin and you were going to place it right where you kind of are these days in your life around sexuality, where would you put it? What could you do to move it closer into the gift zone or deeper into the gift zone? Or closer to the gift zone, or just in that direction, even in the smallest way. And around intimacy and the intimacy in your life overall, where would you place that pin? And how could you move it closer? And around your spirituality, I think I did sexuality. Did I do sexuality? Around your sexuality, sorry about that, folks. What is that gift zone place? What is it in spirituality, that place where you are connected in that kind of way, And what has it been in intimacy? I think I've mentioned all of those now probably a few times for the gift zone. But this map is your journey. Because the more you live in the gift zone, which is where you can hold the beating heart of your humanity, your feelings, your heart, with compassion and with care, you are in your integrated self. And I just want to ask you to take a moment and honor yourself for the work that you have done in each of those arenas to move closer to the center. And I'd like you to picture the you that you will become as you live more and more in your gift zone. Just picture that you. Picture what your eyes look like, what your eyes reflect, like who you would be with wings unfolded, like really living in that space. And you don't have to earn it. I just want you to imagine it. Imagine this you living in that space in your sexuality, your intimacy, and your spirituality. That's the glorious you. And just take a moment to stand in that you. Like imagine you just jump into that you. And you don't have to earn it. You don't have to be it. It is fantasy because you're not there yet. But it's also not fantasy because you know that you. That's you. So just imagine standing in that. And now I'd like you to call out guidance to the you of today from this beautiful place. Take a minute. Pause the recording if you want. Because this guidance is going to be good. And I encourage you to follow that guidance as your meditation for the day, your insight for the day. And I encourage you even more to do that little practice where you picture living in the gift zone in each of these arenas or in any one of them. Step into that you. And from the heart of that space, call out guidance. It will be awesome. It will surprise you. It will elevate you. It will soothe you. And it'll give you your next steps. And it's so simple and so organic, just as this map is kind of really simple and really organic. I thank all of you for listening. And I hope you join my mailing list if this work interests you and you'd like to learn more at deeperdatingpodcast.com. Oh, and please feel free to subscribe and leave me a review. I always really, really appreciate that. Thank you all.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.